The water looks clear. It smells clean. It pours the same way it always has. That is how people get caught. You draw a bucket or turn a tap and trust it without thinking. Meanwhile, bacteria move through soil inch by inch. Runoff cuts new paths after a hard rain. Animal waste breaks down and travels where you cannot see. A cracked well cap, a dirty roof, a low fence line, small failures stack quietly. Contamination does not announce itself. It does not wait for permission. It arrives after storms, after repairs, after seasons change. By the time water tastes wrong, the damage is already done. You live off this supply. You cook with it. You wash with it. You give it to children and animals that cannot question it. Clean water is not luck. It is a system that must hold under pressure. This guide starts before the test result, before the sickness, before the loss of trust. It starts where mistakes usually begin. Chapter 1. Wells, protecting the source below. You depend on a hole in the ground that you rarely see. That alone should make you cautious. A well is not a tank. It is a doorway into groundwater that moves slowly, quietly, and without mercy for mistakes. What enters the soil today may still be traveling years from now. Once contamination reaches the aquifer, it does not flush out with a few clean days. It settles in. You start at the surface because that is where most failures begin. The wellhead is not just a pipe. It is the line between clean water and everything above it. Rain, insects, rodents, spilled fuel, lawn chemicals, and surface bacteria all want the same opening. If the wellhead is cracked, low, loose, or poorly sealed, they will find a way in. Walk to your well and look at it as if it were a door left unlocked. The casing should rise clearly above the surrounding ground. If it sits low or flush with the soil, surface water can pool around it during storms. Floodwater does not care how clean your land looks. It carries whatever it touches. Once it reaches the casing opening, gravity does the rest. The ground around the well should slope away, not toward it. Even a shallow depression can turn into a funnel during heavy rain. If water runs toward your wellhead, it is carrying risk with it. Soil erosion around the casing is a warning sign. Fixing the grade is not cosmetic work. It is protection. The cap matters more than most people realize. A proper sanitary cap seals tightly and resists insects and small animals. Loose bolts, cracked plastic, or makeshift covers invite intrusion. Mice, ants, spiders, and wasps do not need much space. Once inside, they bring bacteria and decay with them. You check the vent screen. If it is missing or damaged, airborne debris and insects can enter freely. Replace it. Do not improvise. Distance is your next defense. A well should never be close to septic systems, fuel storage, chemical sheds, or waste areas. Even if everything seems contained, soil does not respect property lines or intentions. Effluent moves through porous layers. Spills seep downward. What looks separate on the surface may converge underground. If your well was placed decades ago, measure again. Standards change because lessons are learned the hard way. If new structures or storage areas have crept closer over time, the risk has increased, whether you notice it or not. You treat any drilling, repair, or modification as a contamination event until proven otherwise. Opening the system breaks its seal. Tools touch the casing. Soil shifts. Bacteria gain access. After any work, testing is not optional. It is the only way to know what entered while the system was exposed. Flooding is the most dangerous moment for a well. Even shallow floodwater can overwhelm a poorly sealed casing. If your well has been submerged or surrounded by standing water, assume contamination. Do not wait for symptoms. Do not rely on taste or smell. Many harmful organisms are invisible and odorless. After a flood, you do not use the water for drinking, cooking, or brushing teeth until testing confirms safety. Boiling may reduce immediate biological risk, but it does not remove chemical contamination. Boiling is not a fix, it is a stopgap. You keep records, test dates, results, repairs, flood events. A written log matters because memory fades and patterns only appear over time. Rising nitrate levels, repeated bacterial hits after rain. These trends tell you where the system is failing. You schedule regular testing, even when nothing seems wrong, at least once a year for bacteria, more often if conditions change. Testing after heavy rains, nearby construction, or system disturbances gives you early warning instead of late regret. You do not treat water blindly. If a test fails, you identify the cause before choosing a response. Disinfection without fixing the entry point only buys time. Chlorination may clear bacteria temporarily, but if the casing leaks or the cap is compromised, contamination will return. Shock treatment is a serious action. It requires correct concentration, controlled flushing, and follow-up testing. Too little does nothing. Too much can damage components and leave residue. If you are unsure, you bring in a licensed professional. Pride has no place here. You pay attention to changes in pressure, clarity, or sediment. Cloudiness after rain suggests surface intrusion. Air sputtering may indicate casing issues. Rust or grit can signal corrosion or collapse. These are not inconveniences. They are warnings. You protect the area around the well. No storage, no parking, no mixing chemicals nearby. Even small spills soak in fast. Gasoline, oil, and solvents travel easily through soil. Once they reach groundwater, removal is difficult or impossible. You control vegetation. Roots can damage seals and shift soil. Deep-rooted plants do not belong near the casing. Grass is acceptable. Shrubs and trees are not. You think long-term. Groundwater moves slowly, which means mistakes linger. A well that tests clean today may still be receiving contamination that has not reached it yet. Prevention is always cheaper than response. Awareness is always safer than assumption. The well does not forgive neglect. It does not warn loudly. It fails quietly. You either guard it deliberately or you trust luck to do the work for you. Chapter 2. Rainwater, safe capture or silent hazard. Rain falls the same way it always has, but that does not mean it arrives clean. You watch it pour down, collecting in gutters, flowing over roofs, filling barrels and tanks. Every drop carries what it touched on the way down. Dust, leaves, bird droppings, insects, and chemical residues hitch a ride. What starts in the clouds is pure, but by the time it reaches your storage system, it has been compromised unless you take control. The first surface it hits sets the tone for the rest of the system. Roof material matters. Metal, tile, asphalt shingles, and thatch all behave differently. Some shed water cleanly, some trap dirt and debris. Some degrade over time, releasing particles and chemicals into your collection. A roof that looks intact can still harbor tiny cracks, algae, moss, or worn coatings that become contamination points. You inspect it, not once but regularly. Gutters are the next line of defense. Blocked or sagging gutters are more than an inconvenience. They are contamination accelerators. When water pools, debris collects, and breeding grounds form, leaves rot, insects multiply, and bacteria propagate. You remove debris often, particularly after storms or the fall of heavy foliage. Every time you ignore this, the system's safety erodes invisibly. First flush diversion is a principle that cannot be ignored. The initial runoff from a rain event carries the highest concentration of contaminants. Dust, droppings, soot, and residues from the roof wash into your collection. If your system lacks a way to divert that first water, you are effectively storing the worst part of the rain. A proper first flush mechanism directs the first several gallons or liters away from the tank, ensuring only cleaner water enters. This is not optional. It is preventive insurance against unseen hazards. Storage tanks themselves are high-stakes zones. Placement matters. A tank in full sun heats water, promoting microbial growth. Tanks that sit in low spots can collect runoff around the base, creating a secondary contamination path. Light penetrating the tank encourages algae. Even opaque tanks can develop issues if the seal is loose or the vent screen is missing. You secure every lid, every pipe, every joint. A loose cover is a door for debris and insects, and a small hole today can become a large problem tomorrow. Cross-contamination is a constant threat. Connecting rainwater storage to household plumbing requires extreme care. Even a single backflow event can introduce harmful pathogens into your drinking water. Check valves, air gaps, and separate lines are not suggestions. They are essentials. Systems improperly integrated will create silent hazards that appear only after illness, corrosion, or inspection. Seasonal variation introduces different risks. During dry periods, tanks concentrate sediment and contaminants as water levels drop. Hot weather accelerates microbial growth. Heavy storms can overwhelm first flush devices, splash debris over covers, and flood the base. You anticipate these events. You adjust systems, clean more frequently, and monitor levels. This is proactive work. Reactive work comes too late. The water's journey is quiet, but its consequences are loud when things fail. You cannot rely on taste or smell. Contaminants that enter at the roof, in gutters, or in the tank are often invisible. Birds carry bacteria, rodents leave urine, dust carries pesticides, even washing leaves chemical residues behind. Each event compounds risk without immediate detection. Inspection is not cosmetic. You climb safely, check fasteners, sealants, and gutters. You clean tanks periodically. You remove sludge and sediment. You scrub interior surfaces if material allows. You do not take shortcuts. Every hour spent ignoring inspection is a future health hazard. You keep water moving. Stagnant water breeds algae and bacteria. Circulation, turnover, and use prevent conditions that allow pathogens to flourish. If tanks sit full for months without turnover, testing and cleaning must be more frequent. Storage is not passive, it is active management. Overflow and spill management are equally critical. Excess rain can push water past the tank, washing debris back into collection zones, or saturating soil around the base. Grading, overflow pipes, and spillways must direct water safely away. Otherwise, the contamination risk returns immediately. You understand that all rainwater systems have weak points. Roofs degrade, tanks corrode, valves fail, debris accumulates, insects find every small gap. The system is dynamic and vigilance is continuous. Testing water periodically for bacteria and basic chemistry is not optional. It is your only way to confirm the system is performing as intended. Every drop you store carries potential. It carries the risk of what has landed before it and what lands while it sits. Rainwater is not inherently safe. Safety is engineered, maintained, and verified. You teach others in your household about risks. Children must not play with open gutters or exposed tanks. Animals must not have access to collection areas. Even a single event of contamination can have consequences across the household. You separate collection points from potential hazards. Chemicals, fertilizers, animal feed, and waste must remain far from the roof and tank. Trees overhanging tanks drop leaves and branches. Birds roost. Rodents climb. You manage every risk, visible or hidden. Every storm is a test. Every season is a test. You must respond before visible problems arise. Rainwater may be free, but it is expensive in oversight. The system is a living network of risk points, and you are the manager. Neglect guarantees trouble. You record events, storms, debris buildup, maintenance, overflow incidents, first flush activations, and test results all go in the log. Patterns emerge only through documentation. Rising bacterial counts or algae blooms tell a story your senses cannot detect alone. Records are proof and early warning. Testing is never a one-time event. The system is dynamic. Rain brings contaminants, storage concentrates them, and minor failures compound risk. Regular bacterial tests, even in the absence of illness, confirm safety. Chemical tests, where relevant, ensure that metals or residues are within safe limits. Do not assume. Verify. You act on results immediately. If a test fails, you do not guess. You isolate, clean, repair, or replace components as necessary. Temporary disinfection may suppress problems, but unless root causes are addressed, contamination will return. Temporary fixes are invitations for recurrence. Training your household and reinforcing boundaries is not optional. Children, neighbors, and workers must understand that rainwater is not casual. Drinking, cooking, or washing with untreated water is unsafe. Respect the system or pay the consequences. Every small component, the gutter, the filter, the tank, the cover, the vent, the valve, is critical. A tiny lapse, ignored for months, becomes a visible problem only after illness, odor, or visible growth appears. Prevention is invisible but effective. Neglect is silent but costly. Rainwater is abundant, it is renewable, it is convenient, but it is also fragile. It will carry what you allow it to carry. The system you maintain today determines the water you trust tomorrow. There is no luck in water safety, only diligence, only separation of risk, only maintenance, inspection, and verification. Your work does not end when the tank fills. It ends only when the water reaches a safe tap or barrel for its intended use. Anything less is a risk waiting to happen. You do this because water sustains life. Because failure is not obvious until it is too late. Because each storm tests the system in ways you may not see. You are responsible, and the system is unforgiving. Chapter 3. Livestock separation. Stopping contamination before it moves. Animals are predictable in one way. They follow the path of least resistance. Streams, low spots, and open ground call to them as naturally as wind calls leaves. Manure follows their movements. Urine seeps into soil. Rain picks up what has accumulated and moves it along paths you may not notice. Without deliberate barriers, animals will deliver contamination to water sources before you even suspect it. You begin with the basics, distance. Water sources must be placed far from animal pens, paddocks, or roaming areas. Minimum buffer zones are not arbitrary. They reduce the speed and concentration of runoff. Even a small slope can carry contaminants to a well, rainwater tank, or pond. You survey the property and draw the water sources as if tracing invisible lines of risk. Anything that touches these lines affects everyone downstream. Fencing is a tool, not decoration. A fence does more than keep animals contained. It keeps them from grazing or wallowing near sensitive areas. It defines where they may tread and where they may not. It prevents concentrated runoff from forming directly above water sources. The fence must be solid and maintained. Broken panels, sagging wires, and open gates compromise the system just as much as no fence at all. Consider the layout of the land. Natural depressions collect water. Low-lying areas can become contamination highways after heavy rain. Manure accumulates there and flows toward wells or storage tanks. Grading or redirecting these slopes is essential. You do not rely on chance. You shape the land to control the paths water will take. Every low point becomes a managed channel or diversion zone. Different animals bring different risks. Poultry, goats, pigs, cattle all have distinct patterns of movement, grazing, and waste deposition. Pigs wallow and churn soil. Cattle linger around water edges. Chickens scratch widely and defecate constantly. Each species requires separate consideration. You do not treat livestock as a single category because their behavior determines contamination risk. You establish sacrifice areas, zones where runoff and manure concentration is controlled. These are intentionally designed to bear the brunt of animal activity. They are placed far from water sources. The soil may be compacted, covered, or treated to absorb nutrients safely. You anticipate heavy rainfall and plan these zones to minimize transfer of pathogens. Buffer strips are another layer. Grass, shrubs, or other vegetation between animals and water sources slow runoff, filter solids, and absorb nutrients. They act as natural barriers. You monitor their health. Dead or sparse strips are ineffective. Dense, well-maintained vegetation is a frontline defense. Animal behavior is seasonal, and risks fluctuate. During wet seasons, manure and urine are carried faster by surface water. Dry seasons concentrate waste, but heavy rains that follow release it suddenly. You track these cycles and adjust livestock placement accordingly. Seasonal paddocks, rotational grazing, and temporary confinement during critical periods help minimize exposure. Waste management is integral. You do not allow manure to accumulate unchecked. Daily or weekly removal reduces the load waiting to be carried into water sources. Composting or spreading in controlled areas converts a hazard into a resource, but only when applied properly. Improper application can undo weeks of careful management. Water troughs themselves are points of risk. They can attract animals from multiple areas, creating concentrated contamination zones. Troughs should be placed with runoff in mind, cleaned regularly, and positioned to minimize overflow onto sensitive ground. Even small amounts of spillage can transport pathogens into soil, where they migrate toward wells or tanks. You maintain strict separation between animals and potable water. Drinking lines, tanks, and collection areas must be off limits. Children and workers may have access, but livestock never do. Even short-term access during feeding, milking, or maintenance can compromise water quality. The moment control is lost, contamination begins. Monitoring is continuous. You check for erosion, compacted soil, and signs of manure reaching undesired areas. Storm events demand post-rain inspections. Paths that were dry yesterday can channel waste during today's storm. You adjust fencing, diversion channels, and buffer zones to respond to changing conditions. Cross-contamination from wildlife is also a concern. Deer, raccoons, birds, and other animals may enter pens or water zones. You do not ignore these threats. Screening, barriers, and habitat management around water sources reduce the likelihood of external contamination. Every gap you leave is an invitation. Education for everyone on the property is non-negotiable. Workers, family members, and even temporary help must understand boundaries. If gates are left open or animals are allowed to graze near sensitive areas, the system fails. Responsibility is collective, but the consequences are shared by all who drink the water. long-term planning matters. Soil saturation from repeated runoff events can carry pathogens deep and far. You rotate animal locations, change paddocks, and monitor long-term trends. What seems safe one season may not be the next. You anticipate these shifts rather than react when illness appears. Testing water remains essential. Even with separation and buffers, some contamination may occur. Routine bacterial and chemical testing ensures that barriers are effective. If levels rise, you investigate immediately, not after symptoms appear. Prevention and early detection go hand in hand. You integrate livestock management with other water safety systems. Rainwater collection and well placement must complement separation strategies. A well downhill from a pasture or a tank near a high traffic pen defeats your efforts. Systems are interdependent, and one weak point compromises the entire chain. Maintenance is ongoing. Fences rot, gates sag, vegetation dies, buffer zones erode. Each neglected element increases risk exponentially. Daily observation, weekly checks, and seasonal adjustments are mandatory. Water safety is a dynamic process, not a static setup. Even with the best design, behavior dictates outcome. Animals will seek water and shade. They will follow paths of least resistance. You must anticipate these instincts and redirect them. Temporary fencing, seasonal adjustments, and human oversight guide their behavior towards safe zones. You cannot rely on luck. Every time a storm hits or an animal moves unexpectedly, risk moves too. Monitoring, adjustment, and proactive control are your only defense. Contamination waits silently in the soil and runoff, ready to exploit the slightest lapse. Record keeping ties it all together. You document fence repairs, pasture rotations, storm events, manure removal, and water test results. Trends emerge only through careful records. Patterns allow you to adjust proactively rather than reacting to failure. Finally, you understand cost. Safe water is expensive, not in money, but in attention, labor, and diligence. Every shortcut in separation or runoff control can lead to illness, lost livestock productivity, or compromised drinking water. The system demands respect, or it will fail silently. Your work does not end when fences are in place or when animals seem contained. You monitor, adjust, test, and maintain. You act before contamination reaches the water, not after. Every decision, every placement, every observation shapes the outcome. Water sustains life. Livestock feed the farm, but without careful separation, they undermine the very foundation of your health and productivity. You manage both systems with equal vigilance. Failure is not dramatic. It is slow, silent, and cumulative. You do this because water and life are non-negotiable. You do this because the system is unforgiving and mistakes are invisible until it is too late. You do this because the cost of negligence is real, measurable, and permanent. Separation is not convenience. It is survival. It is foresight made physical. It is every decision, every fence, every buffer strip, every slope shaped intentionally. When you respect the rules, water remains safe. When you ignore them, you gamble silently with consequences that may never be obvious until it is too late.